Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. How loyal are you to the state of Florida? That's the question the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Madeline Blaze found herself facing. Here's her answer.
The loyalty oath sat on my desk, unsigned, for months. Heading south wasn't going to be as simple as I thought. Last year, during one of the worst winters in New England, I was about to become a visiting professor at Florida International University in Miami. As part of the price for skipping winter, FIU required me to sign tax forms, proof of citizenship forms, I am not now and have never been a felon forms. But the form that gave me pause was the one in which I was supposed to pledge undying allegiance to the state of Florida, a loyalty oath. Was this a joke? Yet, the offer from FIU was too good to refuse. I had lived in Florida before, a long time ago. I envisioned my return like one of those conversations with an ex-lover about what went right and what went wrong. People shape us, yes, but places can exert an almost human influence as well. Miami had a plate-shifting effect on me. It was where I finally grew up. I found a job, which I kept for 8 years. I went into therapy. I got married. I had a son. I had a daughter. And I opened my first charge account at Books and Books in the Gables. My plan was to stay in a condo borrowed from some friends in Brickell, sight unseen. In my memory, Brickell was all busy banks by day and deserted streets by night, a ghetto of high-rises occasionally interrupted by the stubborn grandeur of an old lonely mansion fighting for its life. Brickell was dead at night, and you might be too if you didn't watch your step. I imagined myself huddling inside my apartment behind multiple deadbolts, leaving the building only to teach my classes. I had last lived here during the 70s and 80s, the worst period in South Florida's history. I had heard that the FBI called it the terrorist capital of the world, due largely to Cubans attacking other Cubans over political disputes. The cops called it the most dangerous place on earth. The drug dealers were killing each other at such a rate that the coroner's office had to rent a refrigerated meat truck from Burger King to accommodate the excess. The Liberty City race riots left 18 people dead and dozens more wounded. South Florida was ground zero for today's culture wars. Former beauty queen Anita Bryant successfully crusaded against a Dade County ordinance prohibiting discrimination against gays. In spite of all this, Miami drew immigrants like leaves fleeing the wind. 125,000 arrived on our shores in the Mariel boat lift from Cuba. Haitians arrived too, carried on an improbable series of splinters that used to be doors or ceiling beams, which the press called rafts. Around the time I decided to move back up north, a popular bumper sticker proclaimed, "Will the last American to leave Dade County please take the flag?" But Miami, it turns out, was not so easy to ditch. I've left plenty of places, gladly watched them shrink, then disappear into the past. But not this place, not South Florida. I wondered, how did Miami get from being the scariest city in America to, in some ways, the most promising? And yet, despite my affection for Miami and for Florida, not by any means the same place, I was stopped short by the notion of signing a loyalty oath. I've spent my entire adult life either as a reporter or a teacher of journalism. Reporters may be flawed, but we have one good instinct. We are always on high alert against received wisdom and government bullying. For reporters, loyalty oaths have a bad taste. McCarthy hearings, witch hunts, blacklists, reputations ruined by innuendo. If I signed such a document, to what was I pledging loyalty? The creamy air? The palm trees swaying in the breeze? The cleansing light? Or would I be upholding the miseries and the values of the other Florida? Raging hurricanes, palmetto bugs, burning coral, red ants, hanging chads, homophobia, Chinese drywall, drivers who honk way too much, youthful criminals fleeing to Disney in stolen vehicles. What would happen if I violated the oath? If I trash-talked the Sunshine State in public? What if I taunted Florida? Your mama's a swamp. The loyalty oath form didn't include any information on penalties. I imagined at least a one-way ticket back to Massachusetts, where we delight in the punitive as a matter of course, in moxie, molasses, and parsnips, and in surviving in a fickle landscape, which is, if nothing else, the un-Florida. I thought of winter in Miami, the sun grazing against my arm on a warm January day. I thought of winter in Amherst, my eyelashes weighed down by icicles. In the end, I caved. Sure, I'll be loyal.
The music in this piece is by the Miami band Radio Boxer. Madeline Blaze is a journalism professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst and a visiting professor in the creative writing program at FIU. This essay was adapted from a book she's working on about Miami today, a scene through the prism of its unsettling past. The working title is How to Speak Miami. Next fall, Blaze will be back in Massachusetts teaching a class called Florida, the News Capital of the United States. And if you have a story idea for Under the Sun, something that tells us about life in South Florida, let us know at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.